Oh, what's up, everybody?
Yo,
I gotta remember to address this. It's easy to address.
Yeah, don't look.
We're
at
streaming
yourself.
At home once again because it looked like temperatures were going to you know normalize nice levels this week, and then suddenly the weekend hit. Oh, it's over 100 again. All right, fuck you. So we're here.
Nobody cares.
We're back in my home.
Nobody wants to hear your whining.
I'm not whining. I'm telling
Rocco
it like it is.
Rocco was so hot we couldn't go to the warehouse. Let's put a spin on it, make it sound cool.
That's where I thought I was going.
Well, we're at like the GTA safe house. This is our like second. This is like the trap house. This is where all the bad shit happens.
Yeah, this is where.
Look at the
kitchen. This is where we plan
Kevin,
our crimes.
Kevin just brought his suitcase with the yayo in it.
Yeah, well, you look in the kitchen. We be cooking up meth.
Yep.
And
we got women. Naked women with aprons on, slicing it all up. We make them wear nothing because then they can't steal shit.
They can't steal nothing. And we make that dude check all the cavities before they leave.
Yep.
Trap queen.
Welcome to the podcast. See, it's better that way.
Kevin's catchphrase, spread them.
It's better that way.
It's not even hot.
It's not even hot.
It's just how we got. It's hot. Like, business is hot.
Right.
That's it.
We deal in rocks.
And we deal with it every day, 365. Which, oh, that's the number of the podcast.
What?
Whoa.
For real?
Theme song. Can you see? You say, I just need you to follow me. So then that we can flee. We can fly. And I bring you to the place to be. To be. By now, you should know what's up. What's up, girl? Just give me what I want. Okay, we're back. We're back. What was the theme song this week? Sean's got to edit this. He's not here today.
The theme song this week was the rapper JJ Ice Cold Fish.
All right.
Girl, You Got That Oomph.
Girl, You Got That Oomph was the podcast theme this week.
Yeah, that's a great song. By the way, if you haven't heard it, I know you guys haven't heard it, look it up.
Sean, when you're watching this on Tuesday, use that as the theme song then. Do the theme song again, but with, like, a tribute to that song, like, just to emphasize it, like a cover. Or maybe record your own version. In fact, record your own version of the song. Do a tribute.
Sean will record his own version of that song, because it's such a good song.
And edit, like, a music video to it. Can't you see? I just need you to follow me. And then that we can flee. And I'll bring you to the place to be. By now, you should know what's up. Girl, just give me what I want. And I don't want to see "nah" written on the screen because he does that to cut corners on Tuesday.
He does this thing where he'll
type "nah" on the
screen.
Just
imagine when his kids go down to the bed at night and it's like, will you read me a bedtime story because I'm going to have bad nightmares.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to grow up to be all fucked up because I feel like I'm going to have a bad nightmare tonight.
Yeah.
Nah.
He holds up a book and the page just says "nah."
With Sharpie, he wrote on the favorite page "nah."
What an evil bastard!
Wow. Yep. So enough said about that waste of a person. All right. Anyway,
Sean won't be joining us tonight.
He's not joining us tonight. Eric is not joining us tonight. So now people in the chat can go, oh, thank God that rat isn't there. So don't. Now you can say that.
I think Eric is more like a dog. He's got dog qualities.
I think he's a rat. I think he's a rat wearing blue jeans. Where do you get them pants?
I kind of put him in the opossum category.
He would appreciate that. Yeah. I feel like he'd be happy to be a possum, but
I know he gets a lot of artwork of him as a possum. I don't know if that's his furry thing.
He kind of reminds me of like a corgi Scottish terrier mix.
Yeah.
That's Eric.
It's so great seeing the chat room just blow up. I miss Eric. I miss Eric. And then the second Eric's here, these shits come out and go, "Fuck you, Eric! You banned my friend Larry." So you win some, you lose some.
Sorry, Larry.
Unlike me, where I'm beloved by everybody, no haters whatsoever.
True. Oh yeah,
women want Rocco.
Women
want to be Rocco.
Women worship me. Men respect me and kiss my ring finger on my ring if I had one.
That's right.
Woo! Kiss something else.
And we're cooking meth tonight in the Trap House. Welcome, ladies and
gentlemen.
This is
a Trap House themed episode 365. We're doing, it's like Anderson Cooper. You know, Anderson Cooper 365. Mm. And he gets it done, and he 365 no scope. Woo! Okay.
When you be watching the Mega 64 podcast and we make a 365 no scope joke, you'd be like,
you should take a shot if you'd be like that.
Yeah.
That's the Mega 64 drinking game every time.
Oh my god, I did a GOP debate drinking
game. Did you get slammered or
when,
what?
When the
did you get slammered?
When the Republicans cut funding.
You got slammered.
I drank!
Sick, dude.
Anyway.
That moment when you realize Republicans say stupid stuff, you'd be like,
TFW when Jeb Bush smoked dope?
Irie.
Screen cap this, and then I want to see a meme. That TFW when, you know, something political.
I want the meme to be TFW. you and your best friend when, and then you fill in the blank, and then me and Rocco will be the meme image here.
Yeah. So go ahead and screen cap that. Get that. It's that.
What is that?
It's that. It's. I don't know. I honestly don't know if it's that feeling when.
Ew.
Or, but some people have said sucks. It's that feel when, which is worse.
Well, that is worse. Because you're talking like a lolcat.
Yeah. Don't talk like a lolcat, everybody. Talk respectfully. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. Hey, let's start off right now, podcast question of the week. Does anybody remember this movie?
What movie?
Innerspace.
Oh, yeah, Martin Short.
I feel like
great movie.
I really don't know a lot of people who remember this movie.
It was on Comedy Central all the time.
That's how I knew.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Because the Blu-ray came out. It came out at like $5, and I was like,
no way.
Okay, I'll get that.
Can I check that out?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Get in on
Dennis
that.
Quaid was in this too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
There he is.
He's the one in
and Meg
Ryan. Space.
Beautiful Meg.
They shrink. They shrink Dennis Quaid into Martin Short's body. That's what movie's
and there's
about.
A scene where they make his lips go.
What's
like,
the point? What's the point of it, Paul? What's his goal?
He is part of an experiment, and then they get like attacked or something, and so the guy has little Dennis
plot.
Quaid. Yeah, there's an evil plot, and the guy has little Dennis Quaid in a syringe, and he's about to get shot, so he just pokes it into somebody. At the mall. It
happens to be Martin Short. You know, wacky Martin Short.
This movie also has Vernon Wells as a hitman. Vernon Wells was Bennett in Commando, the badass dude he had to fight at the end, who later played Rancic in Power Rangers Time Force. Another badass villain.
Idea.
So there you go.
Idea for how Innerspace could be a way better movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find out the girl you love is banging some other dude. So you shrink yourself down to go inside that dude to go smack up his sperm to make sure
the
baby don't come out.
Yeah. And then they could
gotta take out the, it's like Terminator, it's like a better Terminator. Like they gotta go into John Connor's nuts.
Wow, yeah.
And smack up John Connor's
kinda
sperm.
Like time travel.
Sperm
they could, and then the opening could be like a David Fincher kind of opening, like where it's going real through tunnels and stuff, and it and they do a song, they do Dust smack sperm. My sperm up. Mm-mm-mm. It's but have like Weird Al.
David Fincher doesn't do those anymore.
Like Dust Brothers, those. Weird Al.
Yeah, he used to do these Dust Brothers intros to his movies, where
he'd
be like
particles
traveling through bad times.
He still does kind of flashy opening because Girl with the Dragon Tattoo had a crazy opening.
But it didn't have that signature like crawling over.
Yeah,
stuff.
The barrel
of
the gun up.
Yeah,
Tyler's face.
Fight Club had that, but what else? Did Seven have that?
Seven does not have that. Seven has like
some
a kind of Seven
scary,
has like a
like
Nine Inch Nails
video.
Music video.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But you have Nine Inch Nails. I said Marilyn Manson. It's the same thing.
It's actually it's a music video director did those.
No shit.
Credits. It was a guy who did like Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson videos.
Really? That makes sense. Then.
That's why. Yeah, it looks like that.
It wasn't just David Fincher.
No, they hired a music video director just to do those titles.
Oh, okay.
But Panic Room does that too, and it's like going over the table, going through walls.
Yeah,
stuff,
that's right.
Bad CGI. Mm. Classic Fincher.
I don't know if
opening.
I ever saw all of Panic Room. Did I?
It's on theaters.
Remember. Oh, did you?
Panic Room's pretty good.
I like
David
Fincher movies are all pretty good.
Yeah, they're all good.
Alien Resurrection?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Alien 3.
Alien 3. And I like that's Alien right. 3. Right. I'm trying to think of what the
and
opening for that was.
He hates Alien 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is completely
well, because they fought him. They fought him every step of the way, and he lost.
Resurrection was Mila Jovovich's husband, right? That Wes Paulin?
No, that was Alien vs. Predator.
That's Alien vs. Predator.
And Alien Resurrection, I think, is better than Alien vs. Predator.
Oh, yeah. Alien Resurrection is a D movie, but it's a fun D movie. Yeah, like, I can enjoy it. It's crap, but it's enjoyable.
It's like a French director, because he hired all those French actors, right?
I want to say, I'm wrong, but I want to say it's like the guy who made Amelie, or something
yeah, it was,
like that.
It was, yeah.
Wow. Really? Shout out, French Alien, dude.
Basically the same movie when you watch it back to back.
I don't know, I don't know what, I have complicated feelings about Alien 3. There are things I really like in it, but I feel like that movie, what the problem is, I'm not going to say I hate it either, but that movie is so overly taut and serious that it's like, okay, just shut the fuck up. Like, it just gets old to me by the end, is my issue with it, more than anything else. I didn't even mind, a lot of people's biggest issues with Alien 3 is, spoilers if you haven't seen the Alien movies, sorry everybody, that they killed off all the characters like at the beginning and things like that. I don't even care about that. When I first saw it, I thought that was crazy. I was like, shit, I was ready for all these characters to kick ass, and they're just dying one by one. That wasn't even my issue. It just by the end, it was so overly serious. I was ready to like get the fuck out of it. But cool ending.
Did you like her shaved head? I mean, that's
is what it is.
An actress to do that for a role—that's big shit. She shaved her head.
It's like V for Vagina.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, V for Vendetta got some heat on.
That's not what he said.
Yeah.
You
think
just more Weird Al doing more Weird Al
different
stuff.
Movie. G.I. Jane got a lot of a buzz that she shaved her head.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like Alien 3 didn't get a lot of, like, how brave
she
shaved
her
head.
It did at the time. It was kind of surprising to people, but...
Yeah, who did that first?
Alien did it first.
I give it to Ripley.
I think Alien did that first.
I give it to Ripley.
Yeah.
Way to go. Bold Ripley, stance.
But
Sigourney.
But men have been bald in movies forever.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Then they don't get any credit.
And they get no credit.
Yeah, so I just want to announce right now, I'm kind of getting into men's rights activism, and I just feel like we're not really getting credit. G.I. Jane got all these awards, but I don't really get...
G.I. Joe got nothing.
I've shaved my head.
Marlon Wayans didn't get shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know...
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit, and we are oppressed, and I'm persecuted every day because for two reasons, male and Catholic. Every day is like being, I'm kind of like a new Rosa Parks. I'm kind of like the latest. I'm like Rocco Parks.
Couldn't say it.
It was so true. I couldn't help but laugh.
Man,
anyway,
and Eric didn't want to come today.
Yeah, why didn't Eric want to come?
Dude. Fucked up.
Anyway, what's going on this week? We had Alien discussion, we moved on.
Yeah.
What's going on this week?
Nothing.
We put out a new video.
Yeah.
We did do that.
Oh, well, that's true.
That is true.
How are people digging it?
We did something. We put out a new video. When you've got a Pokemon Go, you got a Pokemon Go.
Great title.
There it is.
It's a good awesome title.
That's... the award-winning title, right?
You had a pretty good suggestion for a title that I don't think made it in.
What was that?
It was based on a color.
I suggested many titles. One suggestion was we could call it Pokemon Brown.
that was a good title too.
But I also suggested when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go. Pokemon Brown made me die laughing, but I think it might have confused some of the viewers.
Yeah. Pokemon Brown. Plus, that's probably going to come out someday.
Someday.
I found out that Nintendo has trademarked all of, like, a ton of gemstones, so nothing can be Ruby or Sapphire Emerald because it all goes to Pokemon stuff.
Really?
That's all been trademarked for toys.
So no other game could do that? Like, something Emerald or something?
Yeah, because I think I was looking at, I was on YouTube looking at, like, random videos, and there was something about how, like, My Little Pony wanted to do, like, Ruby something, but they couldn't because it was trademarked by Pokemon.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I never realized that.
Yeah, I thought that was
interesting. Now I'm thinking about it, and it's like, yeah, what else kind of...
But it's just interesting, like, no toy company can use a gemstone.
Yeah, how can you trademark a...
Yeah, a gemstone.
The name of a thing that exists in nature, yeah.
Mm. And it has been, like, rubies have been around famously for thousands of years, but in toy form, it's only going to be known as Pokemon Ruby.
Yeah. Only Pokemon toys can be Ruby.
Pokemon's got them gems.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, so we did this video. We heard about the Pokemon Go thing.
Did you like it? Hey, one thing I thought was funny, I don't think we intended this, but a lot of people thought it was a really funny poop joke. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the video, but that everybody's searching for Diglett in the toilet. We just thought Diglett was the most pathetic, forgettable Pokemon. At least it didn't occur to me that he also looks like a turd.
Yeah.
When you guys picked, you guys were brainstorming on what the Pokemon should be.
We just thought that was the most pathetic.
And it definitely hit the nail on the head, but it does conjure up some,
funny is, I remember, oh, go ahead, I don't want to cut you off.
I think subconsciously it just makes you think of, yeah, it's a little, like a poop.
Yeah, we were originally going to go with Dugtrio, and then we were mistaken and thought that Dugtrio evolved from Dugduo. But it's actually Diglett. And then there's another Pokemon that's something duo.
Doduo?
Doduo.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Kangaskhan couldn't have been in there. See, that wouldn't have worked. Diglett, perfect.
So, with that video, I'm trying to think of anything else with that video.
It was fun to make.
Yeah, we
shot it here.
It was fun to film it. I think... You know, there's some videos that, what I enjoy, I like doing different kinds of videos. I like doing videos that we spend, you know, a month on and then are able to put it out, and it's the culmination of all these different days and things like that. I also like doing video, I like mixing it up and doing videos that something happens and we really impulsively make a thing about it, and it comes out of impulse and it's great. But sometimes when you do that, it's not quite clear, you're moving so fast, it's not quite clear what you're going to get when you come out of it. And that goes for that Metal Gear video that we did recently was so random and off the cuff, and it just culminated into some crazy thing, and I really thought it was hilarious. This one I think was okay. I think this video was all right. When it kind of came together, it kind of... was almost scary, almost I think maybe in my mind it was a lot sillier than the execution of it. I don't know if that's,
it came off as a brutal fight.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not even that, it's just kind of like, I don't know, it kind of came together in a way that I think it was okay. I do like us fighting in the second half of it a lot. And the White House thing. I feel bad that Sean's not here and can't discuss it.
Are you still finding beef jerky around here?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so we boiled beef jerky for that shot.
We wanted to have some kind of hot food on the stove. And then it was like, oh yeah, we'll just boil some noodles. And it was like, wait, I thought I had noodles. I think somebody ate them. Literally all I had was some beef jerky and we put it into water, and all I had to do was
fling it
at Sean in the doorway, just right onto his face. And I don't know, it was just momentum, but I just went like that, and it was just as all the fluidy, meaty stuff went to the apex of the pan that I flicked it, and it went across the damn plate. I mean, it went so far. It went through the door all the way into this corner. I mean, and there was just water and meat across the walls.
It smelled.
I barely put any force into it, and it just
went
all over everything. It was on, there were chunks of meat on amiibos over here. It was just gross.
Yeah,
it was gross.
I felt bad you wasted that jerky.
Yeah.
We didn't waste it. We boiled it up.
Yeah, you know.
Did anyone eat it?
He didn't want that jerky. That was the rejected jerky.
That was the not good brand.
Reject jerky.
Yeah.
But anyway, don't worry. I still have plenty more, so we're not in danger.
That was a fun video to film. It was another super hot weekend, and it was just like, look, dude, my house is air conditioned. Let's bang this out. Everyone met here. We all put it together. Like it was a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about Pokemon Go? The game.
The game
I'm
itself.
I'm curious to try that out, but I can tell that's not something I'm gonna invest. I will try it to see what it's like. But man, unless that thing sinks its hooks into me, I don't think I'm gonna be using that.
I feel like it appeals to a very small market because when I was at my peak of Pokemon fandom, I didn't have a car. I had a bike and I could ride it, you know, down the street and stuff. So I wonder, like, who is going to be traveling around to different locations?
I feel like it's going to be
searching
for
Pokemon.
I feel like it's going to be for young 20s posting shit to social media. Like a lot of kids are going to post their Pokemon.
I think that is an excessive level of nerdiness. Honestly, I don't know if that many people are that like. Let's go out into the real world and search.
It's a commitment.
Like, how many people are already doing geocaching? And imagine the people who are into geocaching. Is there a big overlap with people who are into Pokemon?
No.
I think it will find the reach of Pokemon and how big it is. People will try it that haven't before.
Yeah. It'll definitely like kind of tune people onto the world of geo. I've had some friends that have done that before and talked about how it's a lot of fun, and it's almost just like an excuse to go out and camping and spend the day outside
hiking
and shit.
I've done like local geocaching where it's just like around town where people hide stuff, and it's fun until like you go to a bus stop and you can't find the fucking thing, and you're there for like an hour.
Well, I think this is pretty easy though. Like, oh, there's the fucking thing. Like,
yeah.
It's interesting that they're doing something new. I can't fault Nintendo for doing something or game.
No. I think, and that's what I was going to say, is I don't know if necessarily I'll do it, but I think the technology is really neat and it's never been done before. So I think it's kind of cool that they're doing that. I don't know how many people are actually going to commit to that because that is kind of a commitment. But
such a weird company like, already, though.
I think it's kind of interesting.
They've never put a Pokemon RPG on a console. Still,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Pocket Monster, dude. It's got to go in your pocket.
Got to be portable. It's true.
Yeah, didn't the creator of Pokemon say something about that?
He never wanted to do one, and there won't ever be a console version of Pokemon.
Huh. That's really interesting.
That's not some spin-off like Pokemon Snap.
But you would think still that they would develop one that maybe ran on both. You know what I mean? Like, why not? Why can't I take my 3DS one and just pop it on Wii U for a little bit, you know? That's what I liked about Monster Hunter, is that I could kind of bounce between the two, and it shared the same save. You'd think they would try something like that, but I don't know. I mean, they're doing so well with portable versions. I guess they've got no motivation to really do it.
This is just the new portable world is cell phones.
Yeah. It's just interesting.
How long, mark my words now, some kid falls down a ravine, breaks his neck, dies in the pursuit of Pokemon.
In the pursuit of
Mime. I mean, it'll happen. And Nintendo,
that's coming. Nintendo's, you heard it here first.
Nintendo sent out, like, do you remember the condoms for the Wii remotes that they sent out because people were throwing them or hitting their sister in the face and stuff? So out of lawsuit fear, they started giving everyone the free rubber condom things. I wonder, how do you blanket a kid that's going to fall in a ravine from playing your game? Like, just excessive warnings on the
Pokemon will just be in living rooms.
Play at your own risk. You'll have to sign a waiver before you download.
This is kind of a tangent, so sorry, but you just reminded me that my favorite moment, I think, of 2015 so far was when we got to do the video for Nintendo this last spring, their pre-E3 video with Reggie working out, when he was in the gym and the part where he's like boxing with the Wii remote and the nunchuck. I took really personal pride when he was trying to get, we had to put new batteries in the thing, and then he was trying for 5 minutes to get the rubber thing back on.
Yeah.
And I, it got such satisfaction looking at him and going, you know, at home I never put those on. It just was such a good moment. Yep. It made him laugh.
Didn't he give you some smart ass answer?
Yeah, he kind of scoffed at me. And I needed to say that. Anyway, so that's our video. Was there anything else about?
No, other than I want to maybe do another Pokemon Go video, now that I have new ideas.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Falling down ravines.
Yeah, that's true. That platform does lend itself to a lot of...
I just feel like video games and exploring the real world don't go together. Yeah. They don't go hand in hand.
You could probably do 10 more videos completely different about this one thing.
Yeah, and there's just places people aren't meant to go to look for Pokemon. I remember when we went to go film... what was it, like our journey video or something. We had to go out to the middle of the desert. Do you remember? We drove for like an hour into the hills, and we were totally isolated, and we come around this corner, and there's some biker dude by himself just standing next to his motorcycle waiting for somebody. And it wasn't us. And we all got so fucking scared because we were like, this guy is so far out of the way. Like, this is a place people go to shoot guns and not be bothered. He's so far hidden out of the way. We shouldn't even be here. And I'm sure he did not want to be seen by three yokels with cameras, like, driving through the middle of the hills. I can only imagine that dude's there waiting for, I don't know, his drug cartel connection or the hit he's about to get paid for. So, and some dude comes around with his iPhone.
We really were in the middle of nowhere.
We were so far removed from civilization. It was an obvious criminal. And it's not like he was doing anything shady.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was in the middle of nowhere standing next to his motorcycle, not doing shit, was the shady thing.
Just
park my motorcycle there.
It's like I wanted him to be doing shit.
Yeah, it's like, have the motorcycle broken down, you're fixing it, and you just stand
then
there.
Then it's clear. At least give me some kind of clear thing.
He was waiting for bad stuff.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So I think so, too. I think somebody got a phone call about us that day.
Yeah.
God, hey, boss, there's some kind of red character running around here. All right, get out.
Yeah.
That happened, for sure.
That's not the target.
Abort. I just remember as soon as we passed that guy, Sean did not want to film the video. Yeah. Can we just go home? Can we just go home? It was like, this guy, he doesn't care about
us. I just want to film this. He's not letting his bike rest.
That guy doesn't want to see us again any more than we want to see him.
Have you guys ever played a game that made you go do something out in real life that you had a good experience with?
That made you do something in real life, like it made me...
Like Pokemon Go, if you want to play it, it's going to make you get off your ass and go into the world and play.
So a game that required you to do something?
Have you guys... Because I can think of one that I actually didn't... And it's funny, it's the same creator of Boktai, but in Metal Gear Peace Walker, you would have to go recruit soldiers for your mother base by scanning Wi-Fi
access points. Yeah. I forgot about that.
When the PSP Go, or the PSP actually, was what I was first playing it on. Mm. When that came out, I had so much fun driving around from my car and finding go to apartment complexes, drive through the parking lot, getting like 20 different Wi-Fi access points.
Yeah, I did that too.
Importing all those soldiers to my mother base. That was the first time I think a game ever really required me to go out into the world.
Yeah, now that was cool.
Little niche side component of the game that you did not have to do to play the game at all.
I'm not doing that at all.
But I had fun doing that. Now with Pokemon Go, it's like, well, you're required. That is the whole game. So I wonder if I'll have fun with that.
I'm sitting here wondering, like, maybe this Pokemon Go thing is just going to be an app too when it comes out. Maybe there's a lot of hype now, and when it's all said and done, it's like any other app where you play it. It's fun. Back to real life.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically... It is going to be an app, but I don't know if anyone... What I'm curious about is, and maybe I haven't investigated enough, is have people seen the interface? I don't know if they've shown that, because the trailers they've shown are really flashy. You know, oh, there's a Charmander up in the bushes, but I don't know if they've shown the interface.
It's kind of... scary. I was just reading this article about how the new consoles, Xbox One and PlayStation 4, are not selling as well as the previous Xbox and PlayStation, and that, you know, over the course of, they've been out for over a year now, and over that timeline, they've not sold as well as, like, the past previous consoles, and people are wondering if this is a sign of the major shift, like Konami's already made of focusing on mobile games, if maybe consoles are done. Now that this Pokemon Go is getting a press release as if it's a brand new Pokemon game, you know? And I'm sitting here thinking about it, it's like, but maybe it's just going to be an app.
Like Final Fantasy Record
Keeper. Yeah, maybe it's not going to be that fucking cool, and maybe it's not even intended to be that full of an
companies
experience.
Companies are definitely figuring out the app companies that are making games, but that are just apps, basically. Their whole move is to get the user in for a brief amount of time daily.
Yeah.
And you kind of have only so much stamina you can use before you have to let it reset in real time. And it's a way to keep you coming back for daily rewards, keep you logging back in for daily
activities.
Most
successful apps don't have huge time commitments. No. It's something that you can load up, play for 5 minutes on the toilet.
And then you're out of stamina and you have to wait till tomorrow. Interesting. It could be something exactly like that.
Which, I was going to say, too, about the article you were talking about, too. I'd be curious to read that, because the PS4 is outpacing the PS3. PS3 didn't do that great. And I know that's outpacing that, but maybe they just mean in general, because I don't know if Xbox is doing as well. Xbox is definitely not doing as well.
I didn't read comparisons like PlayStation 3 versus PlayStation 4, but sure. It was just overall, it shows...
Yeah, it's not as much as in fact,
if I remember correctly, it was like... the last big console release was in 2007 or 2006.
Yeah.
So it was a certain amount of time after all three, like the last generation released.
Sure, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And this one has sold like 25% as much as the last generation had had in the same amount of time.
Steam is way more popular
Steam
now.
Steam is taking over. Mobile phones are taking over. I think it's a new generation of video game players, too. Like, our age group is kind of moving out, like... Gonna save our money. Maybe
$400 system isn't gonna be a.
Maybe we're gonna hang on to the last generation a little bit more, and then the next generation of kids who already have cell phones, are they gonna drop $400 on a PlayStation? Or
true.
They have to wait till their mom gets it for them for Christmas.
Yeah,
I remember. That's the only way I used to get consoles.
Oh, sure. When I was in remember the first console I could actually afford to buy myself. It might have been a PS2.
It is interesting though, because I never thought about it that way. Like. You always hear about mobile games and stuff like that. Okay, whatever. But I never thought about it in terms of... When I was a kid, the only way to play any kind of digital game was to beg for a machine that would do that.
Yeah.
You know, for my parents or, you know, give. Yeah. Let's get a Genesis, let's get that. And it's interesting. Now, there is... I still know plenty of kids who want a console or want a PS4 or an Xbox... But they're a little more satisfied in the interim by...
With an iPad.
Yeah, it's like, well, you still can play a cool new game on your mom's iPad or your dad's iPhone. You know, and so that does curb it to a point. It's not... You're not in a situation like years ago where you can't play any form of digital game. Like, something can't hold you over.
I'm almost going to go out...
Because I do know still plenty of kids who want consoles for Call of Duty and all the crazy shit. But it is interesting that that does kind of subdue that want.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to make a claim. You may even be able to rationalize that the golden age of video games is over. And that there was a time when all anybody wanted was basically a movie that they could live and experience themselves. And that group... is getting smaller and smaller, people who actually desire that kind of experience, and the group of people who just want mobile games and fast stuff is getting bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's been that argument for a long time.
The big games have no story and are not single-player experiences.
Like, they just focus on the multiplayer, and it's just like the
and
quick...
Call of Duty
the quick battle, like the five-minute experience.
The multiplayer.
Like, yeah, the single-player storytelling experience. The people who desire that may be losing out on, like, a big portion of those games. I think you might see those slow down a little bit.
I think there's always too been more of a desire for that kind of stuff, for the single player and story kind of stuff has always kind of stemmed from Japan more than here, or at least for a long time. But and that's what's always to me kind of threatening about, like, when Japanese developers aren't kind of pumping out as much. Those are the games I like the most. You know, it's like I would prefer a Metal Gear or a you know, Resident Evil or something like that to a massive multiplayer game or whatever.
I think you'll always get games like that, too.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that'll ever go away completely.
With any, like, medium, movies, music,
video
games,
around.
There's a heyday where there's, like, all the best stuff is coming out and then it kind of slows down and then the next big thing comes out. I feel like video games kind of replaced movies and now mobile games are going to replace console games. And
what will replace mobile games?
Oculus.
What do you go back to? Yeah, VR.
VRcade.
Hey!
Have you heard about virtual reality arcades?
No.
There's people who are already, like, anticipating Oculus coming out, and they're saying they want to build these establishments where it's like an old school arcade, but instead of a cabinet, it's an Oculus.
Yeah.
Pop a quarter in, play a virtual reality game for a little while.
Hey, that's a great subject. And a great segue into the most important... So, Tokyo Game Show happened this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Really not a lot of news came out of that that we care about.
Awesome new Resident Evil game.
Honestly, another shooter. They announced it, and it was, Raccoon City Core. And it's, like, guys who look like Hunk shooting people. I'm like, did we just do this?
That game looked so bad.
Raccoon City Core?
No one even, like, tweeted...
the link to me or like even wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, no one even brought it up.
No one even cared.
It was such a on the radar. Dude, like a wet fart in the night.
I looked the video up the next morning. It just looks like it doesn't need to be Resident Evil so bad. It looks weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was just
Fighting like, you're like two Call of Duty teams, but there's zombies running around the level, but they're not biting you.
You know what? God damn it, too. That's a fucking another thing about video games. The expectations on the developer's behalf of what they feel like they need to give people is so fucking low.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, if we just give them a gun and a bunch of stuff to shoot at, oh, they're gonna buy it.
Yeah. There's there's a real weird battle going on. Honestly, on that subject, there's a really weird battle going on where there's this argument that players have too high of an expectation of what the developers should make. And I do, I definitely see that. Because there's some games that come out, and because of these big, you know, open world games and all these games that have accelerated to this high level, people hold other games up to a false expectation. You know, there's some games that come out that just want to be a cool action game, and people are like, it'd be better if this was bigger and that was bigger, and it's like, but it was never going to be that. So I do see that side.
Yeah.
On the other hand, some developers have this weird, who can't branch out or feel like they can't, and I think Resident Evil is in that camp right now, where it's, well, action did so well, like they're still in this box of Resident Evil 4.
Good ideas from 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're still in this box of Resident Evil 4 where everyone's like, just make the next one really, like, surreal and scary. Multiplayer! And they have guns! Yeah, okay. You've done that. It's all right. You don't need to do that again.
No, beyond that, though, it's every game that's out is just like it's already been done.
Yeah.
This new Umbrella, whatever it's
Umbrella
called.
Core?
Umbrella Core. It looks like, and it's weird because this is a Japanese-developed game, right? Mm-hmm. It was shown at TGS.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It looks like it's made for dude bros who love the Resident Evil movies.
Are
big fans of the Resident Evil movies. And also just want to do, like, the Call of Duty thing with their friends. Because it's, like, squad-based, like, it's, I don't know.
Dude, even, like, Call of Duty, it fucking
bad.
Set it in space or something. Just do something fucking outside the envelope.
I think they did that. I think there's a Call of Duty. I think the whole last one was a multiplayer thing through, like, zombies in space or something.
Let go of the fucking zombies.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing. They can't.
No.
It's just, there needs to be a new experience. I feel like a lot of players are complaining, like, this isn't enough. Mm-hmm. You didn't do enough. And that's because they've already digested these games in other games. They've already had these experiences before, and now they're just getting them again in a new box with new characters. There needs to be a new thinker to break some ground to give people a new experience. A
Gone
game people
home.
Haven't played before. I'm not that
Gone
person.
Home.
Gone Home.
Gone Home.
Gone Home.
Something new.
Gone Home.
Well, I can understand why games like indie games that are so like minimalist get so much praise just because they're different.
Yeah.
And people will say like, yeah, it's like a work of art. It's a game when you just look at one word and you think about all the letters that make it and they change colors. And it's like, you are so fucking hungry for something
for
that's not Call of Duty that you are praising
that
this kind
good.
Of bullshit. But it's not that they're wrong, but it's really, it's like they just want something new and they need it. It's driving them crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the only interesting news for most of Tokyo Game Show just came out of the Sony keynote. But to me, I didn't really honestly care about any of the stuff in that keynote. They're remastering the Kingdom Hearts 3DS game, but now it's going to be on PS4. Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Play it again.
I'm going to be real. I'm going to get some hate for, I feel like I'm the only one who feels this way.
Play it again, but it looks better this time.
Hey, get ready for the hate.
I did not fucking like Gravity Rush at all.
What?
And they're making another one, and they're porting the old one to PS4. I thought that game was fetch quest bullshit. I didn't think it was really interesting at all. I like the look of it.
Yeah, mechanic. The
but
game
now
mechanic
you
fun.
Can get you can play it again, and then play more of it.
Yeah, better. There you go. So I didn't care about that. However, let's pay attention to the one best thing that came out of Tokyo Game Show. That turned the industry upside down.
Here comes the hate. I can feel it.
That's right.
What?
They are making, not only are they making, this is real, by the way, you're going to think I'm joking. Not only are they making Dead or Alive Extreme 3, the volleyball game.
You're not joking about this?
Not joking. Not only are they making it, PlayStation VR support day one.
Oh,
so, Sean on Tuesday, go ahead.
Exactly, Derek.
Sean on Tuesday, go ahead and play our Goodbye Girlfriends skit that we did.
Goodbye Girlfriends. This thing replaces you. Goodbye Girlfriends. There's just no need for you. Goodbye Girlfriends.
Bye Girlfriends. Just play that part of the video right here, and everyone will know what we're talking about.
You're going to be serving them balloons
up? I'll be serving something. Soft serve, you know what I mean?
What?
Anyway.
You a big volleyball fan?
Yeah, I'm a huge volleyball fan.
Beach volleyball.
Olympics, I'll be at the Olympics. I'm going to be... Where are they? Where's the next Olympics?
Japan?
Shanghai.
Shanghai?
No, where are they?
I don't know.
The 1 week Sean's not here.
I don't know.
I really want to know.
It's in Africa somewhere. In Africa. No Olympics at the Olympics. That's
no,
for sure.
Yeah, no Olympics. Welcome
Definitely
to the No-Olympics.
Exactly.
No-Olympics.
anyway.
Yeah. All right, well, let the hate commence. Email Rocco. Let him know what you think.
I was most impressed by Metal Gear Online.
Yeah, they did show... Actually, that's true. They did show Metal Gear Online.
Out of all the TGS stuff, the only thing I really cared about was that little gameplay demo of, like, here's some actual, like, weapons, how it's going to work. The saluting to create like a teammate link.
Does that look cool? Because
oh,
I never
so
played
fucking cool.
It for PS4.
I never did once. I never did.
That's great. I've dabbled, unlike Sean, in Dota's. I've played little chunks of all the MGOs that they've had with Portable Ops and then, you know, 4 and everything.
Yeah.
But then this new one is in the Fox engine that the game is in. I'm so, like, fluid with my movements in that game, I'm looking forward to competitive online squad.
Yeah. That is going to be, that'd be fun to try.
It's all silly tricks, and, you know, like, that plays to my benefits. My weaknesses are getting headshots with a fucking sniper rifle, you know? But I can go hide a little stuffed animal dog to confuse and distract one of my enemies while I sneak up in a cardboard box and like, strangle it. Like, it looks so fucking fun to me.
I have more to say about Metal Gear, but first, real quick, I want to thank our sponsors this week. This week we are sponsored by Kickapoo Joy Juice. Go ahead and have and treat yourself to a Kickapoo Joy Juice, the best soda ever made.
Woo!
Coke, suck it. Pepsi.
Fuck you.
Fuck you,
Who
Pepsi.
Drinks Pepsi?
Who's like a Pepsi head out
Who
there?
Who the fuck Losers. Drinks Pepsi.
You are a Pepsi head.
So get a Kickapoo Joy Juice and taste that sweet nectar and enjoy all the flavors. They've got multiple flavors. You can get a variety pack. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and order a case. You could get it from Amazon. You could go to your local Beverages and More, aka BevMo. You could go to Come and Go. You could go all over the place and just get a Kickapoo Joy Juice for yourself. Follow them on Twitter at drinkkickapoo. And find out all the latest soft drink updates. You want to know where to drink it. Fuck water.
I'm going to say, try peach flavored.
Yeah.
Fuzzy navel. That's my favorite.
That's a good one.
My favorite. They're all good. Yeah. You would think I would like the blue one, pina colada. Fuzzy navel, that's the best.
My favorite is classic, original.
That's mine too.
OG. I got to mix in an original. If I have too many Malibus, because that is my favorite in a row, I feel like it. It kind of dulls the senses. I need to jump back in.
Yeah, you gotta pepper it up.
I have one of the originals, the Joy Juice original. Sometimes a Fuzzy Navel, too.
Well, there you go.
Check it out. I wish I had one right now. I wouldn't be so sleepy.
Damn it. I also want to thank LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64.
They're the ones who actually sent us the ingredients for our meth lab tonight.
Yeah.
Hopefully
there's more. Actually, we do. Tonight, we do have a new loot crate.
Yeah.
And we'll open it at the end of the show.
Trap House edition.
Hopefully there'll be some Trap House shit in here. But anyway, go to lootcrate.com/mega64. Sign up. You get a box of stuff every month. You don't know what's going to be in it. The next theme is meth. The next theme is Trap House.
Wow.
You open the box.
House 3, Gucci Mane's album.
Gets you high.
It plays Bees in the Trap by Nicki Minaj, and it's a picture of 2 Chainz.
If you kids out there have never been high, get ready. Next month.
Yeah. get ready for that.
Yeah. 2 weeks later, it's still going to be
legal,
in the sky.
Legal crate.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that.
Get ready.
Get ready.
I just want to reiterate to all the kids who've never been high. Get ready.
Get ready for loot crate. You're going to see some things.
Drugs and paraphernalia mailed to you, $15 a month.
Damn.
You can't beat that deal.
Get ready.
Loot crate used to be called, what was that site?
Silk Road went down. Loot crate is still going.
Silk crate.
Loot crate goes from the dark web, guys.
Yeah. They finally made it so you don't need Tor to sign up.
Exactly.
All you need is $15 and your mom's credit card.
You can do it from Chrome.
Yeah.
Steal your mom's credit card. You heard it here first. Officially endorsed. Call to action. Steal mom's credit card.
Yeah.
Go on the site. They don't check ID. The security is real lax. They don't need any.
Easy.
Yeah,
easy,
any card will do. Just type in the numbers. You got yourself Silk Crate.
There you go. This is Sean on Tuesday. Oh my God, do we leave this in? Sean. Sean, it's in. Leave it in. We told you never to edit this.
He's always
never cut a word of speech.
I think
out.
He edits me more than
it. That's you.
I don't think he can handle the
explicit instructions to never edit a word.
You know what, Sean? I'm gonna call you out. He's still a slave in the mind to the establishment.
He
can't think outside the box. I've been unplugged from the Matrix.
He's still a blue pill.
He's blue pill for life. So, wake up, Sean, all right? New ideas.
Sean, right now, edit a picture of yourself or footage of yourself at your desk like a slave and put the song Rage Against the Machine, Wake Up.
Yeah.
Put that over a footage of you sitting in your cubicle
Get that part of the Matrix where Neo wakes up out of the bathtub and sees the
put your face on it.
The roll, exactly. Put your face on Neo when he sees the row of all the other batteries asleep at the wheel.
And then cut to me holding the copper top battery going, so that this podcast can turn you to this.
Yeah.
Show that part. And if you put it, so help me God, if you write "nah" on the screen, I know where you fucking live.
You're fucking dead.
Yeah, look, my face is your new nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cover. So, get Sean.
Rocco's gonna
remember that.
Shove the dragon dagger down your throat.
Yeah, and play
and
it.
Twist.
And I'm gonna
blow, baby.
I'm gonna shove the dragon dagger so far down your throat. Green Ranger's gonna need to blow up your ass to call the Dragonzord.
Yeah. Every time you fart, there's gonna be a tidal wave as the Dragonzord comes out of the ocean.
So, maybe you've never heard that insult before.
I don't know what he did. He's not here.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
Hey, no
peanut gallery.
But as soon as it says "nah," here, look, we're not your kids asking for a bedtime story.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't just give me a piece of licorice and tell me to walk away while you do dark deeds.
Yeah. Okay. You can't put the mufflers over my eyes forever while you have sex in the next room. Okay. I'm awake. I'm unplugged from the Matrix. Okay.
Yeah. So
damn.
What are you guys laughing at?
Anyway.
I'm just laughing at the eye mufflers.
Yeah,
over the
kid's that's what he uses. He takes mufflers out of his car, and that's not even safe.
I just blew out my blinders on my car, and it fucking sucks.
You probably use those from that last month's S&M loot crate. You use a blindfold on them.
Yeah.
So they don't see it.
Shame on him. That's all I have to say. Anyway, going back to what we were saying a minute ago, we were talking about Metal Gear. Just wanted to say, beating the game.
Wow.
I beat it. The main story, and I'm happy, I talked about this last week, that I didn't have to. As you progress in the game, new missions come in that are actually repeats of old missions, but you have to do them harder. Like, don't get caught once, or you do it all over again, and things like that. I did not want to do that. And thankfully, I discovered you don't. To get the true, hidden, whatever, ultimate ending, you did not have to do that. So, kudos. That's cool. If I honestly, like, even though I'm done, I want to pop the game back in and do more stuff. I like to do things on a harder difficulty once I beat it the first time. But I didn't really want... I wasn't ready to do that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to. So that was good. But anyway, I'm not going to say anything about the story or whatever. I will say... I appreciated how it wrapped up. I thought it was really good for that game. Whether or not there was an expectation of more contribution to the Metal Gear universe or anything like that, you know, that's up for debate, but I feel like Metal Gear Solid 4 kind of wrapped all that up. I do think there were still some interesting things in 5. I think, but I was more focused on the moments in 5 itself that made it what it... For me, the best moments of 5 were not things that tied to other games. It was things that...
Were for 5. Were,
yeah, and without going into it, I think you know some that we've talked about. Some that you've played recently that were really great video game moments. Not, you know, not even anything to do with the Metal Gear universe.
Just expanding on the character of Big Boss.
Yeah, and just, I don't know, really strong moments for a video game that I just was like, wow, for a game, they handled that really well. So anyway, that's all I want to say about that, but I really enjoyed it. Some things I was a little disappointed with. I talked about it. There's a video I put up on my personal YouTube channel where I actually went into some serious spoilers as I was talking about just spur of the moment. You know, some things I could criticize, but overall, one of the best games I've played in many, many years.
I'm at 30% now.
Oh, yeah.
I put some time in yesterday on some story.
You're going to... You know how many hours?
Well, last time I told you... I don't have an accurate, but last time, like, during the PPS, I was at, I think I said, what, 55?
Oh, 56? Wow. Okay, that's crazy, yeah.
But something is weird with me. That game, I've been playing all the story stuff, but then I'll also do all the side ops that are available.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, almost clear all the side ops I can do, and then go do a story mission, and then do, like, 10 more side ops, and then a story mission.
Yeah.
So I'm actually progressing, like, I'm building up the base, and I'm getting mother base members, and I'm kind of always broke, because I'm just constantly developing platforms for space.
Yeah.
And I just unlocked FOBs. Like, I just got the FOB access in the game. But I'm already... I feel like pretty far off as far as like my mother base is built and my resources are. I'm just not that far in the storyline. So like things are happening. Like I got D-Dog really quick and I got Quiet really quick. And then later on in the game, like I got the D-Walker and then maybe like, I don't know, 8 hours down the road in the game, I got the cutscene where they explain, Huey's working on D-Walker. Here's D-Walker.
Oh.
And it was like, I've had this item to use in the game way before showed me the cutscene where I got it. So, I don't know if that's something that isn't supposed to be happening, or if I've just got... If I'm playing the game weird, I don't know why that stuff is happening.
Yeah, that is a little... I think with such a large-scale game, there's bound to be... There are...
Hiccups.
Strange little anomalies. And also, too, another thing that's been happening, too, is people... There's public knowledge now of, like, things that were removed and things like that. And I know a lot of people are getting really riled up about that. Like, oh, it's incomplete because it doesn't have these things. And there definitely were things that I felt like were kind of weird or incomplete. I definitely agree. But just because I see some of these things that were removed, it didn't make me throw the rest of this awesome game out. Like, I think people are a little too concerned with behind the scenes.
I think you should always judge something on what you got.
Yeah.
And not what you didn't get.
Yeah, exactly.
Or what you think.
Exactly.
The rumors even.
And there's, the same there's thing even... is, like, honestly, Dumbledore is gay, ruins all of Harry Potter. It's like,
yeah, well, remember when that was happening?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Outside of the package that was delivered to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that being said, there are some gaps in things. It's not quite as clear-cut as that. But I don't, like I said, I don't really feel like... I didn't feel screwed in any sense
That's
of the word at
but,
all.
Yeah,
but,
how could you say if it was... I've heard the same thing, that they found out parts were cut from whatever and were disappointed and they felt like game was ruined. But how could you say it would be a better game? You haven't played what was cut. You don't know what the
experience
was. It
might have sucked.
Was.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually incomplete.
But I definitely understand, and I don't want to go into what I'm talking about, but there's stuff that... I definitely understand the want for it. Like, oh, that would have been so cool. That could have been so cool.
Yeah.
But you don't know... My point is, you don't know why they cut it.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. Maybe it sucked. What has really bothered me the past couple weeks is all these people making up these stories about, yeah, because of budget, they couldn't do this, and da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, no one has any fucking info on why this...
Yeah.
Now, I bet... Now, I have my guesses, and I bet it probably was a budget thing. But we don't know, and I keep... hearing these kind of like tales about what happened, and it's like,
it,
we don't
know. It kind of gets back to what we were talking about earlier about Alien 3. A lot of people don't like that movie, but then I hear arguments, why don't you like it? And it's always like, well, I read what they were gonna do.
Yeah.
And it was so much cooler.
Yeah.
I watched this, and I know it's just an abortion of a movie.
Yeah,
you read what their ideas were initially. It's, I don't know, ideas change. Things... When you create something like that, it goes through so many iterations, and the process is so, like, it gets made, it gets redone, it gets polished, things get put in, things get taken out.
Even on the short form, like our Pokemon Go video we were just talking about, it came out kind of different from how we originally envisioned, like you were saying, Rocco. It's just the process of going through creating something. Yeah.
I mean, I know there's people who are probably disappointed, but you just got to judge it on what you got. That's not there.
Yeah. And so, yeah, for me, I felt some phantom pains, but I didn't, it didn't affect what I had already really enjoyed. I put more hours into that game than any game I've played in, like, a long time.
Were you happy with the amount of cutscene and story and stuff you got to the cutscene?
I thought it was fine. For this game, yeah. I'm not really... I went in with an expectation that I think was a lot more realistic. I felt like I said, Metal Gear Solid 4 ended all that.
Yeah.
So what I got from this, what I thought was great for this game.
For this.
I was stoked. There were some things that I complained about, and I talk about it in that video. But
yeah, there's always something that I could look to, like, this, I didn't really like how this worked in the game.
Yeah.
Like, this was bothersome at times, but it was totally dealable.
Yeah. I was going to say, anyway, that's really all I played this past week, other than trying a little bit more Mario Maker. That was kind of it for me. Was there anything else?
I've been playing Peace Walker, and that's it.
I'm just
about to beat it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
You're not driving around getting Wi-Fi?
No.
Come on, Kev.
Main ops only.
Are you just playing on PS3?
PS3 HD Collection, oh, okay. And just main ops only right now.
That's cool. Yeah, I was playing last night the new Metal Gear and saw some like Phantom Pain or Peace Walker tie-in stuff.
Yeah,
that blew my mind. It was like, oh whoa, that dude's got an MSF badge. It was nice. Really cool.
It's cool.
I've been spending my free time this week. I downloaded Duolingo onto my iPad. I've been practicing German. It's like Rosetta Stone. It helps you learn foreign language. It's free. I'm pretty sure it's free. If anybody wants to try Duolingo, I think they have 8 languages you can learn.
Oh, wow. Is Japanese one?
It might be.
I want to just weeboo out to the fullest extent.
My next step. It's fun. Learning. It's easy. It's kind of gamified, you know.
Yeah.
It's really easy to use, and you progress quickly through it. But I took German in high school and a little bit in college, and I felt so nostalgic.
Hmm.
Doing German lessons, I felt like I was... back in my high school German class. Like, I had this wave of nostalgia rush over me. I was like, holy shit, I like lesson plans are coming back
to me. You remember that
stuff. Distinct memories of, being in my seat, like learning
these
words.
You retain a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, it felt really good, actually. I felt like, dude,
it's
back to where I left off.
I took many years of Spanish, and I can't talk to you in Spanish right now at all.
Yep.
But it is locked away in there, and I will still... honestly, have been out and I see signs and I can mostly read them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's still tucked away.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's just not at the forefront.
I'll pick up a conversation and know what they're talking about.
I was going through, like, articles. Because in German, there's 3 words for the. There's der, die, and das. And you have to know, like, it's pencil is der, but pen is die. You know, it changes.
Feminine, masculine.
Neutral, and masculine. And I was just like... it was just in there, locked away. Like, all the little nuances, I was really proud of myself. Like, yeah, I know that. I remember how to say breakfast. Frühstück.
Frühstück.
It's all in there somewhere. Anyways.
Schnell.
Duolingo. That's what I've been playing this week.
Duolingo. Well, speaking of games and video gamists, maybe we should talk about the number one gaming event of the year. You think?
Dude, I think so. We should.
Number one game event of the year. You probably think we're talking about E3. Uh-uh. You probably thought we were mentioning PAX. Sorry, Robert Koo. You're sitting this one out. The number one gaming event of the year. Mega 64 Game Days.
Oh, yeah.
November 14th and 15th.
Get out your calendar.
We are descending upon Anaheim, California, around Disneyland. Day one, we're having an event. Screenings, panels, fun stuff. Day two, we go to Disneyland.
Everybody watching, you're probably already aware of all this information. We've been plugging it for months.
We've been plugging it a lot. So, here's the good news and the bad news tonight.
Uh-oh.
All right. What I was planning on doing, we were going to be in the studio, and I actually made a trailer that was kind of showing all the Game Day's info, but also announcing our new guests. I've got it all ready for tonight.
Damn.
And then it became 104 degrees.
No, we had to come cook meth at the trap house, and the hose were probably stealing.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had to be here, take care of business.
So, I'm just going to go ahead and put that trailer up on YouTube in a little bit.
Fuck it.
So you'll see it. But I don't have a flashy thing to show you right now. But
we should still just announce.
We should just say it.
Oh fuck! For the live viewers,
I think we should just say. Yeah. It.
Okay.
Drum roll. Help me out, everybody.
Here we go. Yep. Rocco, you want to stand up?
All right. Our guest
coming to Game Day,
Mega 64 Game Day
this November
is the cast of Interspace is going to unite. That's right. Martin Short himself is going to be talking about small things.
That's why you brought
that. He's going to be showing off fluids and just thinking maybe there could be a person.
Beating up all the sperm.
Whoa.
And, what? Oh, no.
That's not...
Oh, never mind. We couldn't get that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, for real.
For Game Days this November.
Our guest is video gaming expert and master Keith Apicaro. He is going to be at the show delivering some classic gaming information.
The world's biggest Sega fan. Yep.
He is. He's going to be bringing his Virtual Boy. He's going to be bringing all of his gear.
It's true. I know a lot of you are thinking, is this a fucking joke? Is this prank part two? The cast of Interspace and Keith Apicaro?
How could that be?
Keith Apicaro, this is real. We're confirming it now.
Our
special guest for Game Days this year, the one and only Keith Apicaro. I'm a huge fan. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with his work, I'm a huge fan of his work.
You guys got to be in a video.
We helped him out with one of his videos. He's never been in one of our videos, but he's coming to our event, so it's even. It's cool. It's
even the score.
He's great. Look him up on YouTube. He's been on television. Yeah. He's been on the internet. He's been all over. He's quite a character. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's great.
And I like to consider him a friend of Mega 64.
Yeah, great friend of Mega 64. Keith is going to be doing a panel. That's all the latest gaming information.
I know there's people in the chat that can't tell if this is a joke. Let's confirm it. The guest for Game Days this year will be the one and only Keith Apicaro.
Hold on a second. Wait.
Joining us.
Does he have a Skittles thing still?
What?
He used to have a deal with Skittles, man. It'd be great if
he was making Skittles.
Wait, hold on.
We know Keith Apicaro has a reputation for going crazy at cons.
I want some Skittles.
We invited him, and I'm sure he'll go crazy at Game Days. He will be there this November.
Wait,
go ahead,
hold
Rob.
On. Sorry, I'm getting all kinds of messages blowing up on my Apple Watch here.
Yeah,
I'm getting
fine, off. Show
it
off.
Looks like something's been hacked or something.
We get it. You're tech savvy.
Okay. Wait. What's going on here?
What is that?
There's been a huge mistake. I've just gotten a notification. There's another guest for Game Days.
Wait.
Oh,
more than one guest?
Shoot.
There's more than one. Wait, it says here. Sorry. Wait. Hold on. It says here that we've expanded the schedule. It's going to be an all-day event. There's going to be panels by us, panels by Keith, and then, wait, there's another guest. Wait, what's this? Oh, my God. Oh my God!
Wait a minute.
What is that? What is the sweet sound? Actually, here, Sean can play a trailer on Tuesday.
Now you're on the inside.
can't believe
Is that ABBA?
Is this ABBA?
We got the Swedish sensation.
Is this Elton John?
The musical quadruplets known as ABBA.
Oh my god, it's the Aquabats.
The Aquabats.
I thought it was ABBA, but the Aquabats are coming to Mega 64 Game Days November.
What's the symbol? How do you hold up the symbol?
Oh, wait, hold on. We're going to get a copyright claim. Hold on.
Yeah,
turn your shit off.
Sorry.
Shit.
Hey, real talk now. We let everybody out there know. If you're a Mega 64 fan, you do want to go to Game Days. We told you to buy a ticket. We said we'd be announcing our special guest soon, and that tickets would sell out. Do we have any left?
We have some.
Oh,
there's not a lot of tickets left.
Well, if you're watching this live on Sunday and you don't have a ticket, get it tonight. Because they're going. By the end of this week, they're going to be gone.
Keith Apicary and the Aquabats
and Mega 64.
Yes. And Mega 64. That's right. I forgot we're coming.
Yeah, don't forget us. Don't sell us short.
Yeah, and we'll all be there.
Not only that, there are going to be more appearances.
Yeah.
More things will be announced in the time between now and then.
Yes. There's going to be even more added to this event. This is going to be so much bigger and better than before. You're not even ready for it.
But for now, we got on deck Mega 64 panel, Keith Apicary panel, Aquabats panel.
Hell yeah.
That's true.
Jesus.
Yes.
And then a full day at Disneyland
the
next day.
A full day at Disneyland the next day. How can you top that weekend?
Yeah, what con has Disneyland? None of them. I'm over cons. I'm about
Disney,
days now.
DisneyCon doesn't even go to Disneyland. They're in the convention center across the street.
See?
That's true.
Game Days, baby.
Yeah.
That's true.
Game Days.
Well,
come
so
out,
is ours, but
meet your favorite internet celebrities. Meet your favorite internet friends in real life.
Come.
Okay? Stop talking on the forums. Talk face to face.
Exactly.
More to come, too.
Bond.
Exactly.
That's what blows my mind.
And more to come.
There's more,
so stay
more
tuned.
On the way. So, stay tuned for more of that. Go to mega64.com/gamedays for all the info and tickets and all that good stuff. Thank you, everybody. And look for the trailer. We'll put that trailer on YouTube
tonight.
Hopefully, Sean will put it in the podcast. Thank you, everybody. I think, is there any other stuff we want to talk about? I got a loot crate to open as well. Is there any other stuff you wanted to address this week?
I got no addresses.
I'm going to go ahead and open.
I don't want to give out
ceremonial.
My address.
Oh, okay. I'm going to open up the ceremonial.
Well, that's the end of the show. That's
we're wrapping it up. We're coming to. We're coming
we went
to the
late.
End.
Hope you liked it.
We're coming to the end right now. We're going to open up this month's loot crate. Let's see what's in it.
All right.
This is the trap crate.
Trap crate. Okay, what do we got?
Wow, look at that.
Oh, Garrett's going to be all over
fitting.
This.
Let me see this.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Check it out, people. You wish you already signed up to Loot Crate. Sorry.
You
want to
be cute? You want to look like Jessica Negri?
Oh,
you got to get yourself one of these.
Dude, I look like Jessica Negri!
You look just like Negri!
Oh, my God.
Like Derek Negri right here.
Look at that!
Everybody,
you look cute as hell, Derek!
Everybody wants to take a picture with me!
Go to Comic-Con and wear that.
Oh, I did a new photo shoot today. Hey, guys. Hey, it's me, Jessica.
Dude.
I thought it was her for a second.
Was Jessica Negri?
I thought this was the trap set.
Was Jessica Negri just in the room right now?
Tell us.
It's just Derek. And
podcast look question of the week. Hat. Was she here?
Look at those Pokeballs on the tip there. What are those? What do you got in there?
Pokeballs, man.
Oh, man. Hey, it's like that. It's like the election guy, the D's Nuts, right? Guys.
Hey, vote for D's in November, man.
Oh, man. That's crazy. That's really crazy. Anyway, Kid Robot made a Homer Simpson.
Buddha.
You buy very lucky.
Whoa.
Like,
look at
is
that Buddha
from an episode or something?
I think that's just an original.
I think it's just a Homer Buddha. I'm gonna crack this open.
Yeah, go for it. This is like a Hearthstone thing. I don't play Hearthstone. It looks like it's a stone from Hearthstone. All you Hearthstone heads out there.
Is there a dragon in there?
It's like a squeezy thing
is
or something.
Is it candy? Can I eat this?
You can try. Then we got, this is, I think, the most random thing that's ever been in the loot crate. It's a Hot Wheels car from the show Supernatural. I literally cannot think of anything more random.
This is a stress reliever.
Yeah.
It's not candy at all.
There's a Blizzard thing. So we got that. What else we got?
Whoa. Oh, it's gold, Derek?
It's a golden homer.
A golden homer.
That's and cool. He holds a golden pretzel in one hand and
some talisman.
Yeah, like a golden pearl necklace in the other. That's cool. Check that out.
Look at that.
The golden homer.
That's going on your desk, I bet.
Probably will.
Let
me some soups.
And we got like there's a free game, Master Summoner. That's a code for a free game.
Free video game.
And then a guidebook with some cards.
Is that Ruby?
Yeah,
what is that?
There's like a card game situation in here. That's all free.
Cute art.
Well, I mean, you subscribe to it.
And so a button. There's a button in there, too. A pin.
There is a button. Anyway, thank you, Loot Crate, very much for that package of stuff. And I think that's going to do it for our show this week. But thank you, everybody, for watching. Real quick.
Yeah?
You saw a movie? You saw the Shyamalan movie?
I did see the new Shyamalan movie this morning.
Yeah.
I saw The Visit. That movie was marketed in the advertisements. To me, at least, I thought it was like, the grandparents are, like, possessed by, like, a demon, and the kids go to visit, and they get stuck with the grandparents that are demons.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I knew nothing about it. All I know is I want
to
see it. Yeah.
Which didn't interest me, but I was kind of like, I'll go see it. My girlfriend wanted to go, so I took her, and it was totally different than that. And it was a pretty return to form, like, M. Night Shyamalan movie. Yeah. I've heard good things about it. It was good.
I heard good stuff, too.
Oh, hey, really funny at times. Like, really well-written jokes were in there.
Cool.
It follows two kids. It's a found footage horror movie. It's one of those, like, Blair Witch kind of things. But the kids, the premise is they're making a documentary about going to meet their grandparents for the first time they've never met before.
Yeah.
Some scary stuff, some good twists.
That movie.
Yeah.
You know what? Because there's another movie out called The Visitor, which is another horror movie.
Really?
That I heard really good things about. Anything with Visit in the title, check it out.
I've been getting back
in. I'm going to have a new movie, Visiting. It's just going to be weird.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have a movie, Visited, and it's all set in the past. Like,
yeah.
Flashbacks.
There was a movie called Just Visiting about two French guys from the past come to the U.S.
And so there's another sequel called Still Visiting.
No.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Okay.
Shit.
Scared me. I didn't know.
And then the third movie was called Visit That.
They'll end up sending it to Rocco.
Visit This, Visit That.
The Amazon.
Sorry.
Still Visiting.
Anyways,
sorry,
what? Wrap it up.
No, I don't know. That movie. Oh, I was going to say, I'd always been a horror movie fan. But I'd kind of given up on American-made horror films for a few years. But lately, I've found myself kind of dipping a toe back in. And I went and saw The Visit, and I didn't have as bad of a time as I thought I would at the theater. I actually enjoyed it. And now I think I might start getting out there. Now that it's Halloween, there's some horror movies coming back out there. Like, I'm going to avoid most of the shit that gets released. But, like, that Krampus movie that's coming out looks interesting. The Christmas Krampus is like the demon that comes instead of Santa Claus if you're naughty. It's been done in there was a Venture Brothers episode about it that's been in different stuff before. But there's a movie coming out, a horror movie, that looks like it has some legitimate special effects in it.
Yeah.
But it takes place around Christmas and it kind of has the feeling of like a vacation, Christmas vacation movie.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Krampus with the Cranks.
It seems like that in the beginning, but then the family is, you know, all fighting during Christmas, so St. Nicholas doesn't come. The Christmas Krampus comes. And they're in for a scare. But I don't know. That looks like I'll give that a shot. And there's another movie coming out called Crimson Peak.
Yeah.
Horror movie.
No. Oh, that's the...
With Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
Looks good. Looks visually
good.
It looks
like there's a lot of CGI to that movie. But it looks also interesting. And I wonder It reminds me of P.T. in ways.
Yes.
Parts of it. And I wonder if he took kind of all that energy and all those ideas and just made this ghost movie instead.
I forgot a big part of what I love about horror is the set pieces. And that Crimson Peak, just from the trailer I saw in the theater this morning, the set pieces of this house, it all takes place in a really old ancient house.
It looks a little Silent Hill-y.
It looks very good. It reminded me of, there's a graphic novel called Lock and Key. It's about a big magic house.
Oh, cool.
Crazy. It interested me, but yeah.
What I got confused about, what I wanted to see is, what's his name? Eli Roth's new movie.
No.
I keep wanting to say Leviticus Green. What is it?
I don't know.
Anti-sad.
I've seen some of it. It just looks like Hostel again to me. It doesn't.
Oh, really?
It doesn't interest me.
But what it? But I heard him talk about it.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Really?
Huh. It was about how. The way he described it, it was about internet activists actually going out to try to make a difference and not being fucking prepared for what they got.
Really?
Like, the way he described it was so funny. And it made me... The trailer, the Green Inferno, that's what it's called. The trailers and commercials didn't look that great, though. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
There was an old cannibal movie called Green Inferno.
I think it's a remake of that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's an old Italian movie. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shit, yeah.
What are you opening up?
Hey, I just realized, sorry, this was in the P.O. box and I forgot to open it. It's from the Good Brothers, Nick and Tim. We haven't screened this, so if it's lame, I reserve the right to not show it.
Let's see it. Good Brothers, now you're on the line. Let's see. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be lame? Rocco's making the call.
Okay.
Welcome.
What if you read the letter, it's real sappy, and it ends up being lame? It looks... Looks... Yeah,
okay,
the letter's
leaning towards the thumbs down.
Okay.
But the contents of the package are pretty good.
What does that mean?
New Kids on the Block trading cards.
Okay.
And a shitload of Ricky Martin trading cards.
Wow. Hey. Trash from someone's closet.
Hey, thank you, because these are going to be secret prizes for the next
month.
Well,
that's true. There you go.
Yeah.
Everyone at home, you're getting... People at home are getting these. They aren't staying here.
Yeah, order some merch.
So thank you for that. The letter does not need to be read.
I don't know what that meant. But I'm offended by what the letter.
Ricky Martin trading card. Oh, there's a.
Is that all in there?
Yeah. Oh, that's it's all. Dude, Ricky Martin.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you.
Give that thumbs up.
Thank you, Good Brothers Nick and Tim.
Don't forget to get some Kickapoo Joy Juice. Sign up for Loot Crate. Prepare yourself for Mega 64 Game Days this November. And make somebody subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, make them.
Get subscribed to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter.
Tell somebody.
And hey, go to shop.mega64.com. We just restocked a ton of classic shirts that haven't been around in a while. We got the Neon shirt back. We got the Icon shirt back. And we got Digital Surfer shirt back. That one already sold out in Medium. So that's already even gone, but
dude,
if you want to support the show, anything you order in there goes to us. We appreciate your support.
We got you looking fresh.
Yeah, we're going to have you looking fresh this fall. Is it fall yet? I'm done with this summer weather bullshit.
When did Jessica get here?
Oh.
Yes. It was Derek.
Oh, shit. Dude, you fooled me with that fucking cute-ass hat.
Yep.
Anyway.
My sexy body. Good night.
Anyway, Sean ended on the Goodbye Girlfriends montage again. Show me, put a virtual helmet on me. Show what it's going to look like when I play Dead or Alive Extreme 3. And end on that.
And Sean, Photoshop me, leave the face, but make me look more like Jessica Negri. I'll put the hat on. That way the illusion will be complete. Thank you,
Sean. Sean, just do a ton of effects right now. Just all over, like psychedelic.
Gurren Lagann.
And everyone at home, if you could label us as cute or funny, either one of those. Those are my two favorite of the options.
Sean, just go absolutely
nuts. Go ahead and put those avatars on the screen.
Spend all night on it.
Yeah, I want to know. Put a video of yourself in the corner working on it all night so we know you did it.
Show some pride in your work, too. Don't half-ass it.
Yeah, no. If I see the word... Thank you.
Yeah,
if I see
the word nah on the screen, that'll be your last day working with us.
Thank you, Ninja. Yeah. Maybe that chip flies with screw attack, not Mega 64.
Look at all those cute tips. Thank you, Ninja. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Ninja. Cut this. Cut it.
All right.